Hello, everybody. My name is Jacob, and welcome to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. This is going to be an interesting episode to talk about. And when I look back in about 10 months, I'm going to question my sanity because why am I making this? Why? This is only going to end badly for me. But you know what? This is a landmine waiting to happen, and if I get canceled for it, I'm going out in the blaze of glory. So let's jump right into it, shall we? Female protagonists in video games. The reason why I'm worried about it is because the controversy around Soda Blade is nuclear. So I did an episode on it, and within the first 24 hours of it being on YouTube, the first 24 hours, is at 12 views. Everywhere else is at 3. This thing blew up. So I can only imagine either this is going to go very poorly or very badly. I'm hoping it's neither, and I'm hoping this goes completely sane, and I don't lose all credibility, if I even have any. So, without further ado, my name is Jacob, this is the Epileptic Gamer Podcast, and let's get myself canceled, shall we? So, here we go. Eve. Stellar Blade. That's what's the main situation here, because that's why we're here. If you don't know for certain, for those of you that are living under a rock, Eve, the main character of Stellar Blade, is well endowed. Let's just say that. Her character design was very much criticized, and it's now considered controversial. People are accusing developers of censorship with multiple costumes, and I can see why. I can see how they're doing it, but at the same time, I don't know if it's true, because it's the internet. Things can be faked. So, yeah, there's multiple people out there calling it a hoax. Some people are claiming it's not true. Some people are saying it is true. There's even a petition out there saying that it is true. Last time I checked, it had like 57,000 signatures for it to get restored to its original data. It's very interesting. You should listen to the Startup Light episode. I go more depth in there. But time to segue into the other ones. The female protagonist in video games. The reason why people are so up in arms about this is because people think Eve isn't interesting, which I am far, far in a disagreement so far. I might be only a couple hours in, but I love Eve. I think she's well written. I think, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion. I just probably got so many angry comments. I am sorry. And if you want to crucify me, feel free. Just do it in the comments section. Be nice. But, and oh, if you're listening on Apple Music and Spotify, yeah, you won't get that joke. But let's go on to further characters. Aloy, Horizon series, or Horizon Zero Dawn and Horizon Forbidden West. Now, this is interesting, because she has, without a doubt, one of the more interesting aspects of it were her face got changed. And you can even see side by side that her face did get changed. But, I mean, I got a newsflash for people. Recastings happen. Remodelings happen. When it comes to new updates, and people think that they can move the graphics forward, they're going to get a chance to do that, and they're going to take it. I mean, wouldn't you? If you have the ability to make the actress's life, or the voice, whoever is doing the mocap, if you can get their face into the game, I would take that opportunity like that. Just because. I mean, they're making this for you. They're making you money. It's the least you can do. So, the fact that we are talking about this now, when back in the PS4 era, this was not a big deal, blows my mind. This is cancel culture and woke culture leaking into video games. And I'm going to continue further on and prove my point. Let's go to Ellie, Abby, and Dina. I'm not even going to touch Abby because that's just toxic. There's a lot of stuff surrounding Abby. I feel like I could make a whole episode, probably 40 minutes long too, about why Abby is just Abby and the controversy around Abby. Yeah, I feel like I could. So I am not going to touch Abby at this moment, but I am going to touch Dina and Ellie. Dina and Ellie are both good-looking characters. I mean, they aren't ugly. They're not anything. And if you think they're terribly written, then you're wrong. Yes, they might be part of the most controversial Part 2 game in the history of video games. At least in the history of PlayStation's video games. But you want to know the common denominator between Eve, Aloy, and Ellie and Dina? Before we continue, they're all good games. But it's only an issue now. So let's continue on. Lara Croft. And I am so happy I get to bring up Lara Croft because I wanted to find a way to do it. She almost got her own episode, but I figured this is the perfect time to do it. Lara Croft in the 90s was a hit. She blew PlayStation's doors wide open. She was a trailblazer in every sense of the word. Got multiple games. Got her own movie, which was played by Alicia Vikander. I personally like it. I believe, based off the remaster, loosely. The guns from the original game do get a cameo. But I feel like even though it did get the reboot, they don't get the love it deserves. I mean, the first three games, the original in the 90s, did so damn well. They just got their HD remaster, and they just did well again. That's saying something. Yeah, it's still a frustrating character, but you know what it is? It's a good thing, because that goes to show that the people that played it back then are going to play it now. The people that have 23... Let me paint you a picture. 1990s in the Tomb Raider series, that was the perfect time for that to come out, because PlayStation needed an ace in the hole. Crash Bandicoot was still fresh. They didn't know what they were going to get out of Crash. But you had Tomb Raider. There's your smoking gun, man. You have it. So the fact that she took off and she was a female lead, back then, that was huge. And that's still huge now. People look back at that and you can make an argument saying that that was a turning point for PlayStation. And rightfully so, because they just got their own remaster. So let's talk about this one. Tomb Raider 2013 or 2015, I believe that's when it came out. The very first reboot. It's simply called Tomb Raider. And it is the first time we saw the remastered Tomb Raider. And in my opinion, I like her. And the reason why I like these games so much is because you may have to look around. You have to do some digging. But if you find the clip, it's the very first time. This is a spoiler alert. Move on a minute so you can, if you don't want to have the Tomb Raider game spoiled. But the first time Lara kills, keep in mind, this is when she's on the island, and the first time she kills a man, it's not like she doesn't just shake it off. She's in pure shock. That is genuine, what us as a human would feel. She is in shock. She can't believe what she just did. And that's why that Tomb Raider trilogy of a remaster, that's why the Tomb Raider reboot is such good, because they have genuine human reactions and you can at least see how it played off. Okay, spoiler section over. Let's continue on. Gonna nail it home with this one final clip. Metroid is the nail in the coffin for me, and I feel like this is going to seal it all off. People thought that when you first boot up the game, you're playing as a man. Until you finish the game, and you get revealed that you play as... So you're playing as Samus, yes, but she's a woman. And that blew everybody away. Back then, that was a holy shit moment. Yeah, like, that was huge. And even looking back, people will say, the number win. Like, this day in gaming history, Metroid came out and destroyed the box office, or box office destroyed the charts. You name it, they've likely said it. So much so, I believe it even got a cameo in Wreck-It Ralph. Maybe she didn't. I know a bunch of video game characters did. But I just think it's worth pointing out that she is the very first one, I believe, to nail it. And she's part of a good game. So if you're going to span multiple generations of this not having a problem... Oh, one final thing I forgot. Just a recent episode, Max and Chloe, Life is Strange 1. Alex and Steph, Life is Strange 2. I mean, not Life is Strange 2, Life is Strange True Colors. Where's the problem in them? Where's the problem in Aloy? Where's the problem in Ellie and Dina's design? I don't see any problems. If you want a problem, if you think Eve is so bad, you do not want to go see what Mortal Kombat characters look like. Don't go look at Dead or Alive, because they're going to upset you. This is cancel culture and woke culture colliding in the video games, and it's upsetting that this is happening now. And I probably offended so many people doing this episode, but at this point, I'm 12 minutes in. No turning back now. I don't care. It's a damn video game. That's what it is. It's a video game. Grow up. It doesn't affect you in any way. If you see it's a female lead, here's a brilliant idea. Save yourself some money and buy a different video game. Wow. Problem solved, am I right? So, if you want to really change something, don't start a petition that has 50,000 signatures. Oh, God forbid they change a few costumes. God forbid. I mean, it's not like it's going to affect the gameplay. It just affects one costume, at most. At least, I'm sorry. So the fact that we're making a big deal out of this in 2024, and we are now bringing up every female lead known to man. I mean, this is just sad. It's May 1st, 2024. 1:42 a.m. That's when this is being recorded. And we are criticizing people's looks in video games. Wow. This was not on my bingo card for 2024. Because I was hoping we could talk about how good Stunner Blade is. I'm doing a Let's Play on the YouTube channel for the Uplifted Gamer podcast. And I love it. The swordplay is incredible. The design of the enemies is incredible. Like, Eve, her story is incredible. You sympathize with her. At least at the very beginning. I don't know what's going to happen in. I'm only a couple hours into the game. But the fact that all of this is happening the way it is blows my mind. To epic proportions. Just because the fact that it's, of course, this is the way it's going to happen. Why wouldn't this be the way it's going to happen? The one time something controversial comes up, that's when the vultures come out and they can pick their moment. And the director of the video game Stunner Blade came out and said, that's the final design. So, I don't know what that means. I guess that doesn't mean not changing anything else when it comes to costumes. And I hope it's that way. But, we are at a point in gaming where woke culture, cancel culture just hit. And they are now fighting in a war. It blows my mind. And looking on Twitter, there are posts saying, "Where if you can remove one character, what can it be?" Why do we have to have these conversations? We don't need to. Look at Tifa in Final Fantasy VII. She was a badass back then. So why? This is no point of... it's not a big deal back then when Final Fantasy VII came out. So why is it a big... And better yet, when the Final Fantasy VII remake came out, no one mentioned a thing about her design. So it's a problem now. I'm failing to find the logic in the situation here. But, as I said in Life is Strange episode, make it make sense. And you know what? That might be a new tagline in this damn podcast. Make it make sense. Someone, please, in the comments, explain this to me like I'm five. Because nothing in this scenario, in this timeline, makes sense on how we got here. Alright, before I completely go off on a tangent that will get me even more trouble down the line, thank you all for watching. I hope you guys have an incredible May, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.